So, Jase, just to put you completely on the spot, you've been using Biocast here for, well, apparently it's 6 years.
Well, at least.
Apparently, yeah. Well, it's actually, it's probably one before that even, the time that I didn't meet you that first time. What, you have some kind of commitment towards it. What do you see as different in utilising Biocast as to previously?
I suppose to give you a bit of history, my version, well, I came into biological farming or regen farming or whatever you want to call it through the chemistry avenue. I met Lee after I'd done a lot of chemistry and I didn't understand the biology side. I was studying biodynamics, trying to work out what was the next step for us in learning biology. After I met Lee, I realised that there was a lot more to learn. We use Biocast.
I realise that.
The more you know, the less you realise you have knowledge. It's
yes.
You sort of just continue on learning. So I've used Biocast for 5 years. We originally started with liquid inject. So I had a machine and I built and we were putting down some nutrients through a liquid inject system and we ended up then going and putting Biocast through a liquid inject. We put it as a foliar as well. The liquid inject didn't seem to give us the result. We then went to seed inoculation or seed treatment. Mm. So we put it directly onto the seeds. We were able to purchase untreated seeds and we put it straight onto the seeds. And it was originally only oats when we were pasture cropping. We weren't multi-species at that stage. We were putting quite a lot on, and I know Lee's rate now is low to what I was using. I was using 25 litres per 1 tonne bag of oats.
You were the first person that I knew doing it, so it was all a bit, let's find out.
Yeah, so we shoved it, out of a bulker bag through an auger, and we were wetting it going into the auger, and it was coming out pretty covered.
Yeah.
But massive result. Like we had root systems on oat plants within 3 days, probably an inch and a half long and fully coated in rhizosphere and growth from there was just phenomenal. So I sort of learnt that more so that there was the fact of putting it on the seed rather than liquid injecting it beside it. It grew with the plant and the plants was protective for the rest of its life. So. We went that way. We still do a foliar every year and potentially twice a year. So I do either a biological or a biological food, so fish or molasses or something, up to twice a year,
right?
And depending on season. And it's more a feel rather than a date.
Yeah.
If the season's right, it feels right, let's go.
It's the time,
There is no date that is the right date.
No, I fully agree with that.
So, you know, we've used other products and stuff, but I think with Lee's product, and we've had the discussion for many years, is it live or is it signal? It's both. And it's the conditions. So you can't put it on gravel and expect it to work.
We'll get a bigger driveway.
Yeah. Yeah. So the plants seem to, we've got life and vigour back in our farm.
Yeah.
And, you know, Lee and I have just been driving around and discussing that. There is life and vigour left in our farm, and when you look at the neighbours, it just looks like death and an anemic green.
Not a good death.
It's slow. It's a slow death. It's you know, our green is extraordinary compared to the neighbours. It obviously rains right up to the fence. The fences.
Well, they were pretty efficient looking fences. Like I can't imagine if a shower got up to that, it's not going to escape.
No. There's the odd clover plant that does escape through to the fence in the neighbours.
They're hard to fence.
But they don't last very long.
No.
So it does always rain more here, and you know, as customers come to the saddlery, you've had more rain than the neighbours, obviously.
Definitely. Also, I noticed with that one of those boundary fences, the lovegrass doesn't seem to be able to get through the fence.
No, the seeds on the lovegrass must be bigger.
They can't fit through the rabbit net fence.
Well, that's
lucky for you, because it'll take over your whole place.
Yeah, no, he's next door is fairly thick with lovegrass.
Yeah.
And yes, it's not Well, we set the condition for what we want to grow, not what we don't want.
No.
So it's setting conditions, and those conditions include chemistry, it includes biology, it includes grazing, it includes all those things. But, you know, as far as Biocast, I reckon that it has been a turning point for us because our soils were very low. But the stimulation of biology in the right time and the right seasons, we are continuing to grow. We're not a summer dominant pasture anymore, so we would have nothing green in the winter, which meant our biology weren't being fed. We now have green growing plants all year round. It just continues on. The biology survive all year and they just grow bigger and bigger and better and better.
And somehow it seems to grow soil. More is more. I read that somewhere.
Apparently that's the go, is more is more.
I did, that growing of the soil is just an endless... If you stop that, then suddenly you're depleting it. If it stops growing the soil.
Yes, the growing of the soil is growing in depth, it's growing in diversity, it's growing in carbon, it's all those things. So the bigger the soil you have, and you know, through the chemistry side, if you sit there and study the isolation of chemistry only, you can build a perfect soil test.
Yeah.
But what we're after is a soil that's interacting with plants,
yes,
organic matter, biology. And there's a storage of nutrient within all that. So
yes,
the mineral cycle is far bigger than the cycle that we test when we test soils.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, as we grow all those things and there becomes buffers and organic matter that buffers things and it stores its own material or minerals. Biology store their own. You know, there is the store in the chemistry of the soil particles, all that stuff, the cations that are there. So, you know, as we grow, we need more and more. So you add more and more and keep more and more and grow more and more and you become productive.
On it goes.
The cows get fatter and and heavier and...
Still aren't worth any money.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate. There'll be something in there she can find.